Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Bomstad Dental, high of 37 degrees today, peaks of sun and mild. It will change late this afternoon into this evening, a low of 2 below. Icy sidewalks, it's going to get slick on the roads and on the sidewalks. Be careful. Wednesday, sunny, winds northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour, a high of 5 degrees. Thursday, numbing sunlight with less wind, a high of 1 below. Currently, it's cloudy and 27 degrees here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Twin Cities nonprofits are seeing a little bit of a decline in people who want to volunteer their time. The fast-spreading Omicron variant, the increase in COVID cases are a concern for a lot of people. So fewer people are taking the time to show up and volunteer. Joining us now is the executive director of Hands-On Twin Cities, Tracy Nielsen. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Vanita.
I must say, thank you so much for joining us. I have to give a real plug to handsontwincities.org. Love your website in finding volunteer opportunities. I've been able to do that. It's so easy to navigate. What are you all seeing as far as people wanting to volunteer, and where is the need the greatest?
Absolutely. Well, I think around this time of year, we typically see a little bit of a dip after the holidays. A lot of people go out and volunteer around the holidays, and in January, they're taking a little break, but as we know this year, there are some special circumstances with everything going on with the pandemic. We see people who are if they're afraid that they're sick, they can't come in, they have to cancel last minute, or if they've been exposed, or if they just have long-standing health concerns, or particularly older volunteers that haven't felt comfortable returning back. So all of those things have led to a little bit of a dip in volunteerism right now.
When you go to handsontwincities.org, as I mentioned, you can put in your interests, your availability, what you want to do, and then it's so handy. You're able to see all the different volunteer opportunities. Where do you see what organizations need the most help? Is it spread out everywhere, or are there certain areas that are seeing more of a need?
Yeah, I would say that one high need right now is definitely around food distribution, so making sure that people have access to food. So whether you're in St. Paul, Keystone Community Services looking for assistance, VEEP in Bloomington, PRISM in Apple Valley, I mean, there are organizations all across the Twin Cities Metro right now that need help with whether it's food distribution or just being a driver, whether it's Meals on Wheels or this food reclamation, so going to local stores and then being able to bring back the unclaimed food to those different food pantries. Those are all big needs as well, but we see it in thrift stores. And we also have a lot of still pro bono opportunities and online virtual opportunities for people who don't feel comfortable. There's still something for them.
Oh, that's interesting. It's 8:25. We're talking to Hands-On Twin Cities Executive Director Tracy Nielsen. What are some of those online kind of opportunities that you could do?
Yeah, we have phone companions for seniors with gifts for seniors and Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Second Harvest is looking for people to do phone calls to remind seniors about getting their food. We have everything from like tech innovation through Achieve Minneapolis or Create Minneapolis to we're even hosting a Connected for Social Justice Day that's focused on pro bono volunteerism. So if you have expertise in any area, that is a virtual event that we're looking for volunteers for too. So lots of things happening online as well.
Nice to know. And for those who do decide, you know, I really want to help and be there in person, are there special safety procedures? I assume nonprofits are really being careful about when they bring volunteers in.
Absolutely. All of the safety protocols are continuing to evolve with the CDC recommendations. So, of course, masking, social distancing, all of those things have been in place with our partners since the beginning of the pandemic. So people can know that when they're going to these nonprofits, they should definitely feel safe, as safe as we can be these days.
Exactly. Do you find that people, if they can't come, they're contributing money? It seems like early in the pandemic, and after the murder of George Floyd, people were very inspired to volunteer, to contribute. Is that still something that nonprofits are seeing?
Definitely. I think particularly with seniors that haven't been able to volunteer, that they have been contributing and donating. I would say that there is still high need for in-kind items as well. So whether you can give actual dollars, or also there's different hygiene needs, there's different in-kind needs as well for people to donate. So there's always that option for people that don't feel safe to volunteer.
Tracy Nielsen, thank you so much for joining us. She's the executive director of Hands on Twin Cities. The website is handsontwincities.org. I can't even begin to tell you what a great website you have in finding volunteer opportunities, whether it's an online opportunity or in person. It's just a great resource for being able to help Twin Cities nonprofits. Thank you so much for everything you do. Absolutely. Thank you. We'll be back with weather and traffic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.